Daily Rest, Thursday, December 21st, 2023. The theme for the devotions this week is the O Antiphons. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder, so he shall open, and no one shall shut, and he shall shut, and no one shall open. Isaiah 22:22. O key of David! O key of David, and scepter of the house of Israel, you open and no one can close, you close and no one can open. Come and rescue the prisoners who are in darkness and the shadow of death. A key is a simple thing. It only has two functions. It can lock and it can unlock. It can imprison and it can set free. We were all by nature and by virtue of our sins imprisoned in the dark dungeons of death. The devil is so good at convincing you that all those sins you indulge in are really freedom, but all the while he is wrapping his shackles ever tighter about you. We could never escape, and no one could set us free until Christ came. Jesus, our King and God, is the only one with the key. He is the doorkeeper to the gates of heaven. He locks or unlocks heaven's door. He comes to open wide heaven's gate through the forgiveness of your sins. This is the essence of his kingdom, that on the basis of who he is and what he has done, you are forgiven and set free. The gates of heaven are opened. He has come into death's darkness to burst open the gates of hell and set us prisoners free. Since, therefore, the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. Hebrews 2:14-15 from the ESV. This key he has also given to Peter, Matthew 16, and to all the apostles, Matthew 18, and to all of his believers, John 20. He gives this key because he gives us his word. This word creates faith in the forgiveness of sins. This word casts out guilt and sin, opens the door of the prison, and swings wide heaven's gates. For this is the word of Jesus, the word of the cross. He is the King, and he is the key. O key of David, come and rescue the prisoners who are in darkness and the shadow of death. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.